been planted for this season. And I'm going to grow. I'm going to advance, produce, succeed, rise, unfold, stretch, mature in this season. I'm a growing woman. Dear grown woman.
Hey, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Dear Growing Woman's Podcast. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I am doing well. We are walking through this season of just being, just be together. I'm excited to have you on this journey with me, and I hope that as we continue in this season, that you'll continue to be inspired, encouraged, and motivated to just keep growing. Do you remember TV commercials where they would have medication and at the end of the commercial, the person who is doing all of the announcing, the voiceovers, would begin to talk extremely fast and then the print on the screen would get really small to the bottom where they start telling you all the side effects and all the different things that could happen if you made the decision to take that medication. Do you remember that? I remember it just as plain as day, and I used to wonder, why won't this man slow down? Why is he talking so fast? Well, he had good reason for that. Most of the time, if you are listening to those side effects and things, those side effects are sometimes worse than the condition that the medication is actually treating. That's wild, right? It is wild. I like to call those things the terms and the agreement. Have you ever gotten your car done, or have you ever any contract? There's some point where you get along the way where there's some terms and some agreements and some conditions that have to be met for certain things. That's where all the fine print is. In life, we don't always like the fine print where the conditions and the real sacrifice is revealed. Yeah, all of that. So this week's episode is called Be Okay. In every episode, I'm going to begin with B, and there's something else that's going to follow behind it. So this first one is Be Okay. Luke 18, verse 18 says, and a ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And he said, all these I have kept from my youth. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, one thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when he, that young rich ruler, heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. I'm going to stop at verse 23. This text talks about the one thing that's still lacking. And as this rich ruler, this young rich ruler at that, goes to speak to Jesus, and he is down for the message of eternal life. Let me have that eternal life. But Jesus was like, yeah, you can. Here's the fine print. Here are the terms and conditions to inheriting eternal life in this way. The bigger picture here is that the rich ruler had things that he was not willing to depart with. He was not willing to give them up. But I want to tell you that in the midst of this journey that we are on, God is going to require things of us. Listen, yo, my pastor was all in this podcast episode, and I hadn't even shared with anybody what it was going to be about. But when he started talking, I was like, wait a minute, this is the next podcast. And so anyway, for me, it was a confirmation that one, I needed this. And because I'm committed right now to living my journey out loud on this podcast with you all, then we all need it. How about that? But the young rich ruler had riches, and he was attached to those things. He had pride about those things that he had, the wealth. He could not bear parting those things, which was why he walked away sad. But here's the thing. Anytime the Lord asks you for something, and it could be something you've never had, and you feel like, you know, I want to keep this, he always has something greater and something better on the other side of it. If we could just expand our view, if we could just trust him enough to just come and follow him, be okay with the terms and the conditions. It's not pretty. It's not cute, and it's not easy. The fine print, I don't know. I cannot tell you how long I have been fighting the fine print, okay? And what you don't want the Lord to do, seriously speaking, what you don't want the Lord to do is to uproot and upset it completely. The Lord will make it so that you cannot return. If it is a relationship with a person, he will destroy the friendship. He will destroy the relationship if it's going to get you where he needs you to be. Terms and conditions. They're not pretty, but they're necessary. And I believe in this season, I believe that we have got to exemplify a deeper level of trust and a deeper level of knowing who it is that we serve. The reality is that you've been called. You know you've been called. You've heard it. The Lord has revealed it to you, but you haven't quite accepted the call because of what it comes with, what you cannot take with you. You have even possibly made peace with being called to be who you are. But there's sometimes some conditions of walking that path that just seem unfair and uncomfortable to you. That is what the Lord is calling for, and that is what he is coming for in this season. I promise you, I am literally walking this journey right now. There are things that the Lord is requiring, even of me, that feel hard. They feel hard. But what I do know about God and what I do know about my experiences with him, anytime I have given up something that I felt like I needed, something I felt like I had to have, I had to keep, he always sent better after I surrendered that to him. The terms and conditions of this path that you are walking, I wish I could tell you that it's easy. I can't tell you that it's easy. It hasn't been easy. And I don't know that it'll ever be easy as you continue to grow from faith to faith, glory to glory, as you continue to grow. I can't tell you that it gets easier, but what I can tell you is that God is still good. In the midst of all of that, the uncomfortable moments, the moments of sadness and grief, the moments of anxiousness, the moments of just all of that, be okay with the journey that you are on, because you are going to be okay. I'm going to be okay, and you're going to be okay. But if you just hold to his hand, man, as I have lived through other seasons of my life, I believe that even in this season that seems to be the most difficult, that on the other side of this, man, that's that glory that the scripture talks about after you have suffered a little while. There's some glory on the other side of this. But now, fine print, terms and conditions, the glory is not here to stay, okay? Because you're going to keep going. And as you grow, the Lord is going to require a little bit more. But we have something to look forward to. Do you believe that? Huh? That we have something to look forward to. I have never been so clear in my life. I know that I'm going to be okay. And I know that you are going to be okay. You are experiencing growing pains, okay? I think I did an episode called Growing Pains. But you are experiencing that. It's in the fine print. But I promise, on the other side of the fine print, on the other side of what you have to give up, think about what it is that you have to gain. What you are gaining is so much more than what you are losing. And you have to trust, you have to believe, and you have to be okay with God being God in your life. So let me pray for you. Let me pray for us. How about that? Father, I thank you so much for this moment. I thank you for this time. Thank you for every single individual listening to this podcast. I pray, Father, that we will commit our way to you. I pray, Father, that we will submit our wills to you. I pray that even in the terms and conditions, in the fine print of walking this thing out to just be who you created us to be, God, I thank you that we will not be anxious about it. I thank you that we will not have fear about our future, because you hold our future in your hands. God, you're already there. You already have written our story. You've already written this journey out for us. And so all we need to do is trust you. All we need to do is follow you. All we need to do is lean into you. All we need to do is to hide under your shadow. All we need to do is dwell with you. And I believe, Father, that if we commit and submit ourselves in that way, as your sons and as your daughters, I pray, Father, that we'll begin to know you. That we will begin to know you. That we will begin to love you like we've never known and like we've never loved you before. I thank you, Lord, that on this journey, you are guiding us. You're not leaving us to chance. You're not leaving us to figure it out for ourselves. You have our path well written out. And all we need to do is just follow, Holy Spirit. So I pray, Father, that you would give us peace, that you would give us resolve, and you would give us assurance that you are with us every step of the way. We thank you so much for this time this week. And I pray, Father, that we won't be like that young rich ruler, not willing to part with what is now for what is next. God, we are showing because we're here that we are willing to part with what is now for what is next. And while parting from what is now is not easy, while putting down a vision is not easy, while changing our ideals of what life should be like now is not easy, God, we trust you. We trust you. We trust your plan. We trust the outcome that is already written and in your hands. We trust you. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us peace, clarity, wisdom, and understanding in this season. Help us to be okay with the terms and the conditions and the requirements that you have of us. Help us to be okay, God. We thank you so much for your grace, for your mercy, for your loving kindness. Great is your faithfulness to us. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.